Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Denise, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you just heard Monica defend her sister having a baby. You think she's telling the truth? Do you think she's lying?
I personally do not think she was telling the truth.
Why?
I think she rambled a lot. It sounded like, didn't someone say she was the baby was coming a month early? Generally, they don't weigh 9 pounds when they're a month early. And she kind of just seemed to not be direct about the answers. So just she definitely there was truth to the story behind it, but I don't think she was telling truth about the date.
And the stuff at the end about the husband not being around for, like, and not coming around. Like, I get that. Like, that's defendable. Like, maybe he's in the military or whatever. But it's almost like she threw that in as an afterthought. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah. And
yeah, it was like unnecessary information as well.
Right. That's kind of like the rambling.
Right.
Linda and Marietta, welcome to the show. Lying or telling the truth?
She's lying.
Why?
The 8 pounds, 6 ounces for a 4-week premature baby is
perfect.
Did not catch that.
Lying. My son was 5 weeks early and he weighed 5 pounds.
Right.
It wouldn't be a surprise if she were having an 8 pounds, 6 ounce baby 4 weeks early. I don't think the doctor would make a mistake like that.
Christiana in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I think that she really did have the baby, her sister. I just don't believe that she had the baby when she said she did.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe she had it a couple days later or maybe another time during the month, but definitely not on that date.
All right.
Okay.
The only person who really matters in all of this is Jesse, and we're going to pick him up here in a second. Brandy and Kennesaw, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Do you believe her or you think she's lying?
I believed her at first, but as soon as she said that the dad wasn't going to be back for like a week, then I totally didn't believe her. I believe there was a baby, but just not when, you know, that night, on the date. Like, I mean, the dad would, like, he was out of town working, so he would come home right away.
Right.
You know, that's just crazy.
All right, well, like we said, the only person who matters is
Jesse. Yeah, he's the one who got bailed on.
So, Jesse, do you think, based on that conversation, that Monica has herself a brand new niece?
I don't know. I honestly don't think so.
Seriously?
You don't believe her? Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it was the same thing. Like, why didn't she send you a picture? I mean, like, if you have a niece, you're excited. You send a picture. Like, I think she's hiding something, and I think she's afraid of conflict. And, you know, it really bums me out because I literally thought I was, like, putting myself out there. But, no, there's no way. You know, Samantha, like, she came up with the name and the husband's away. Like, wouldn't he fly home to see his niece? He just waits another week and a half. Like, I think it doesn't add up in my mind, guys. It doesn't. She's lying to us.
Well, she's lying to you. I mean, we're never going to talk to her again. So.
I did think it was weird that the husband wasn't home immediately after the baby was born. Like, what's more important than that?
She probably doesn't even have a sister.
Oh.
But it could be, what if he is internationally, like if the baby wasn't due for a month.
And he's in Egypt.
Right, or if he's traveling internationally or he has some connection to the military.
Right. I guess it's possible, but that did sound
But why,
sound
okay,
weird.
Listen, hold on. Why would she make up that detail? Because, like, why wouldn't she just say, yeah, everybody's doing fine? Like, why would she say that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever, like, lied and, like, you keep going and, like, it just gets worse and worse and worse and then, like, you can't find yourself out of the lie? I mean, now she's on the radio. It's like, she believes it probably, you know?
she believes her imaginary sister. She's probably on the phone with her imaginary sister right now.
Well, Jesse, she felt like things were going great. She told us she probably would have gone out with you again, but you were overly paranoid about her bailing on the dinner, and that insecurity is what made her not want to go out with you. Do you buy any of that?
But like I said, she didn't answer the simple questions. I mean, if I say, oh, that's great, you had a baby, like, send me a picture. Or your sister had a baby. Like, you know, my brother had a baby. I was sending pictures all over town. He told me I couldn't keep putting the pictures up on Facebook because I went so crazy.
But
so she's, like, afraid to share with me a picture of a baby.
But you're a virtual.
There's no baby.
You're a virtual stranger.
I mean, I get where she's coming from, but I honestly, guys, you know, I asked her, you know, yeah, one day I was a little bit, like, annoying about it, and I was like, send me a picture, and I kind of sent her, like, a text every half hour being like, I don't believe you, send me a picture, I don't believe you, send me a picture. But, like, I deserve the right to know why she left the date.
You sent her a text every half hour for how long?
I was neurotic over it. I still am, because I still think she's lying. You know, this is just not cool. It's not cool at all. I thought I was coming on here to, like, get some closure or something, and I just get another lie.
But what if it's not another lie? What if it's the truth?
Then send us a picture. Like, you got her number, text her. Tell her you'll send me the picture.
But that's crazy.
Prove it.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, but I called the hospital, and they couldn't release any information to me.
You've called the hospital. You can't do that.
What did you ask for? Monica's sister?
I know her last name.
You know Monica's last name. Her sister's married to another man.
Allegedly.
Wow. All right, Jesse.
Thanks for the help, but I don't think we really got much accomplished.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Brittany in Dallas.
Hey, first of all, she's telling the truth. This guy's a little psycho, and you can tell now.
Yeah.
Secondly, why are these people not friends on Facebook before they're going out on Bumble and Tinder dates? Like, she could have seen that he was crazy if she went through, like, 400 of his tagged photos. Like, come on. You need to stalk these people before you go on dates with them. You can avoid situations like this.
Thanks, Brittany. I think
that is when we would condone some cyber stalking right there, right?
I still think that she was lying, but I think now I'm cool with her lying. Because
every half hour?
He called the hospital. Like, what?
He has a different last name.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to find out about Monica's sister's baby. What?
Will you just go to the maternity ward and yell out, hey, Monica, and see who turns around, and then go and see if there's a baby there. All right.
Oh,
thanks, Brittany. Kathy and Marietta.
Hey, I think that she was partially telling the truth. I think that the call really was her sister called and said her brother-in-law just went to jail, and she was about to have her baby. And so she needed someone to go to the hospital with her. And that's why she was so shady about the extended period of time.
Oh.
What do you think?
Wow, that's a great theory.
Okay.
That is a really creative and smart theory.
The minds.
Well, I'm sitting in traffic. I'm thinking.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to us. And sorry for contributing to the crazy.
We have smart listeners. That's so true. Because if she was shady about the details, maybe it's because he was an incarcerated baby daddy.
Maybe it's because this guy, Jesse, is a virtual stranger that just swiped on her, and she swiped on him, so they went out for cheeseburgers, and halfway through the meal, she realized, this guy is a lunatic and wants to wear my skin. Like, maybe he's like, put the lotion in the basket. And she's like, what? And he's like, pass the ketchup. Kara in Ball Ground.
Yeah, I was calling. My son was actually, he was 4.5 weeks early,
yep,
and he still weighed 8 pounds and 4 ounces.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you caught
a giant preemie baby.
You caught a lucky break with him getting out early.
Yeah, no kidding.
You would have given birth to a 12-year-old.
Exactly. I mean, he's massive now. But, I was just saying, it can happen, but I totally don't blame her for dipping out on him because he sounds like a nutball.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Monica is calling up. Is this our Monica? Is this Jesse's Monica?
Or no, this isn't Jesse's Monica.
Okay.
Everybody that's on Bumble, they need to swipe left when they see Jesse.
Yes.
Because if he's stalking her and calling the hospital and calling her every half an hour, that's something you don't want to get into.
No.
That's actually 100% accurate. Like, we're joking about it, but that's
so true.
That's a level of crazy.
He's like, nobody leaves on me on a date.
Right. Jen in Fayetteville. Do you believe her?
I do. And the reason I do is I had both of my babies 4 weeks early.
Okay.
And my second one was 8 pounds. I did not have gestational diabetes or anything. I had healthy babies.
Wow.
And they both came very fast. And had my husband been traveling, depending on what his job was, a month is a lot of time to have commitment. You're trying to get things. I know you're also getting close to having a baby.
Sure.
So, but I don't know. And then he sounds a whole lot of creepy crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely crazy, lying or telling the truth. She definitely dodged the bullet.
Yeah, it took a that turn for sure.
All right, thanks, Jen.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.